Welcome to Life by Design. On this podcast, we explore ideas on self-improvement and living with intention, amongst other things. My name is Otto Abasi-Basi, and I am honored to be your host. In my early teens, I became obsessed with personal development as a path to growth, success, and happiness. Today, I am a full-stack creative and entrepreneur, using my skills to help people and businesses live up to their potential. And my passion for self-development is still going strong, albeit more nuanced. And now I share what I learned as I build a life by design. If there was an overarching theme to all that I do, it would be the art of being, the act of creating, and the space in between. I have always been interested in how we live, how we create, and how those two things interact with and inform each other. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hello there, and welcome to the show. Welcome to the Wednesday Ramble. In this show, I just chill and chat and basically talk about what has been on my mind, and I talk about the content that I've put out during the week. And this week, we'll be talking about a bunch of different things. Starting with the fact that you've got to unplug to recharge. So I missed another week again as far as recording and putting out content was concerned. I did put out a blog post last week, but not any of the podcast episodes and all of that. And I didn't do that because I just wasn't in the space for it. Mental health has been kind of tough lately. And I'm not sure exactly what it was. I think that there have been just a mix of different things that happened. The extra lockdown, the side, the rioting and just stress going on in the country. Things slowing down on most fronts, you know, while we're dealing with all these things. July was quite intense. And sometimes it gets a bit much, you know, all these different things add and combine to really just put a strain on you. And for me, that was certainly the case. And I realized that I was aware I felt a bit burnt out, and I figured I might as well just take a step back and relax for a bit and just ease off the gas, allow myself to kind of recover, get some perspective, get refocused, get my head back right. And I think I am well enough, at least well enough to do this. So yeah, that's the space. And quite apt, because the podcast I released earlier, the episode before this one, talks about, you know, the need to unplug to recharge. And I know, like, in my earlier days, I used to burn out all the time. In fact, I was quite aware that I'll burn out somewhere around June, and for about a month I wouldn't really be able to get much done. And like clockwork, every year it happened for like 3-4 years in a row. Outside of the year, like, so, you know, so intense, so gung-ho, you know, I'd push, work, get up, just be always on the job, always designing, always working on something, always being productive. And then, you know, by the time June rolls in, I just start getting more and more irritated, more and more annoyed. It wouldn't be a good look. And then over time, I started to understand what was happening, that I was actually burning out. And since then, I've learned. So, you know, we would love to all, I guess, maybe not all, but a lot of us, especially if you're on, you know, a kick of improvement and growth and, you know, just trying to do what you can, there's always the pressure to always be productive, right? And if we had our way, we'd always want to be productive. But I think we've all learned that that is not sustainable. I think as a culture and as a people, we've gotten to a space where, you know, the idea of mental health is so important. The idea of rest and dealing with burnout and dealing with all those things is so important. And so at least we're in a better space, but it's up to all of us to really think about it and take that into consideration in our lives. So I started to learn what my rhythms were. You know, I know that if I start up on Monday and I'm like, you know, on the ball, And I go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, gung ho, all the way, 12-hour days, all of that good stuff. By day four, I'm usually pretty tired, usually pretty wiped out, and I can just do the bare minimum. Now, obviously, there's weeks where you have to push all 5 days in the week and you push all the way, but I try to give myself about 3 intense days of work and then 2 light days of work, or 1 light day and 1 rest day. The more I'm able to rest, the more productive I become in the long run, at least in my opinion, or as far as not burning out, because losing 1 day here and there is better than getting to a point where you have to lose an entire month because you just can't work because you're so burnt out. You do need that time to rest. So part of living with intention is being self-aware enough to understand how we work and what we need to do our best work. And beyond resting and staving off burnout and extreme tiredness and fatigue and all that stuff, unplugging and pulling back allows us to like gain perspective, right? We spend a lot of time in the thick of things, in the weeds, deep in the forest, doing the work. We can end up too close to the work, and being able to pull back and rest, do something else, allows us to gain perspective, allows us to see what's working and what's not working, or even come up with new ideas on how to like improve and, keep things fresh. So it is very, very important. I'm always like a huge advocate of rest and taking it easy as much as I am for, working hard and hustling. And, great that is the case. Even right now, thinking about it, I've seen so much news or, content or stuff around the idea of, mental health, especially when it comes to work and performance. For instance, Simone Biles, withdrew from quite a few of her, events at the Olympics over the past week or weeks. And that has been, a huge point of controversy and, cultural talking point or whatever. But it's great to see, world-class athletes like her and, even in different places and fields, of people starting to say like, mental health is important, burnout is important. All these things affect your emotional and mental well-being. They affect your experience and they affect your quality of life. And, we all have to take it important and allow ourselves the space to pull back if we need to pull back. Sometimes it's fatigue and just being tired. Sometimes it's just stuff going on around you. Sometimes it might be relationship strain or stress, in interpersonal relationships. Sometimes it's all these things, man, and they're all combined, they all come together and they can really, really be heavy. They can really sap our energy. And so we need the tools to know how to take care of ourselves. And self-aware enough to not beat ourselves up if we're not able to perform and be like, okay, take some time off, rest. Do what you need to do, have some self-care, take care of yourself, arrange your room, clean, exercise, eat well, do something fun, try something, like whatever it is that you need to do. It is so, so important that, we prioritize our mental health, especially in times like this, like the world just seems so hard, Oh yeah, also like every other day, someone seems to have passed away. Like it's such an intense period of time between, the virus and, the economy and just all the issues everywhere around the world. It can all be a lot. And so we have to take extra steps to kind of preserve our sanity, preserve our mental space, and, make sure that we're taking care of ourselves and we are, raising our vibration and all that good stuff. So I'm hoping that, you out there, you're also doing the same and we can all, work in a sustainable way. The other thing I'd want to touch on was a blog post that I wrote this week about problem solving and solving problems from the root. We would always have problems. That's just the way life is, right? Life would be boring if there was nothing to solve or deal with. The question now becomes is what quality of problems do we have? Not knowing how to invest the excess money you have is a problem, but one that is much better than not having enough money in the first place. You know, there's a problem that you'd rather have. And, you know, you want to move from bad problems to better problems. And that is growth, really, swapping out problems for better ones, solving old ones and moving on to new ones. But if we find ourselves stuck in like patterns and cycles and situations, then, or repeated problems, then it certainly is an invitation for us to take a step back and look at things. You know, we have to figure out how to address the problem in such a way that we actually solve it, because half the time we are tackling problems from a superficial surface level layer as opposed to digging deep to kind of really understand where the problem is coming from, what the real issue is, and how to solve it. So I started to think about this a few weeks back, you know, because there was a very specific issue that was going on one of the projects I'm on with a client. And, you know, we have to put up blog posts every week onto the website, and the team of writers, they write the blog post, they get it reviewed and edited and then ready to go. But then half the time we would always forget to put the tags onto the system when we posted the blog, so that, you know, SEO and Google can, you know, easily get track and index the pieces. So that was always an issue, and that was like always a point of contention, and there'll be fights within the team and da 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 da. I started to think about, okay, how do we solve this? Like, we could keep fighting with each other, right, and hope that people just learn over time to just always add tags. Or we could design a solution where it'll be almost impossible to forget to put tags on. And what we did was create a template, you know, with fields for each important thing that needed to be there. So the title, you know, the tags, the summary, the captions, the actual text, all that stuff in a template that we could use moving forward. And since we implemented that, we've never had that problem again. And, you know, it was a way of problem solving that, you know, really asked the question, what is really happening here? And how can we solve this problem once and for all? You know, we can complain about the issues in our lives, the problems and the stuff we have to deal with, especially the more persistent ones, you know. Or we can try and do the work to dig deep and try to find out how to solve the root cause of the problem so that we can get them done once and for all. And like, how do we do this? So the first thing we have to do, right, is define the problem. You have to look at what's going on in your life and really, really observe it. You need to know what exactly is happening, what is going on, you know, what are the specific symptoms we're dealing with, how long has this been going on for, you know, what else in our life is this problem affecting? So for instance, you could figure out, listen, it's very hard for you to exercise or stick to an exercise routine. And then you're going to ask yourself, okay, what's going on? I'm not fit. I work out very, very sporadically, sometimes when I feel like and when I don't feel like it. You know, maybe it's too cold. Maybe I just prefer to sleep. Maybe I just don't have the time. Whatever it is, you've got to like look at the problem. Or maybe I don't have enough money, or my career is not going where it should go. You've got to open up these problems and open up these things and really, really look at them and ask yourself, what exactly is going on here? And once you start to do that, the next thing you need to do is begin to ask why 5 times. So what you want to do is figure out why this thing is happening, but you want to get down to the real core reason or foundational issue around why this thing is not happening. You know, often our first thought or analysis of a problem is still very surface level. And so we come up with solutions that are actually not going to be successful. So we say, okay, listen, I have a problem. I'm not working out well enough. And then you figure out the next thing you need to do is to set a time every day to work out, for instance. All right, sure. If you ask yourself, why don't I work out? One, you probably think, because I am undisciplined, right? I do not have the discipline or willpower to work out. Oh, then you got to ask yourself, why don't I have the discipline to work out? Okay, maybe because I'm not used to working out. Obviously, I prefer sleeping in, or I prefer doing something else to working out. Then you got to ask yourself, why do I prefer this other thing? Because this thing is fun and working out is hard. It makes me feel pain. Then you got to ask yourself, okay, why does working out feel painful to me? Oh, maybe because I'm doing a kind of workout that I don't really enjoy. I've told myself I want to run, but I really hate running. I'd rather go for a dance class, or I'd rather do some strength training, you know. But you keep asking yourself why, and then you can get to the core and realize that maybe it's less an issue of your discipline and more an issue of the kind of workout that you're doing. And so when you can find a workout that you really would enjoy, maybe you find it with a friend or in a class or something, and now you've got, you know, the social pressure to actually do the thing, and you're doing something you love to do, and then, you know, you've solved the problem. And it's not always, you know, that straightforward. Sometimes there might be multiple issues that lead to failure, that lead to the issue, that lead to the problem. But, you know, in doing this exercise and asking why multiple times, you are able to get to the different root causes and different issues really at stake. And then when we tackle that main issue, we solve the problem in such a way that it doesn't come back, you know. So in the example I spoke about with the client project, you know, you would think at first, okay, why aren't people having sex? Because people forget. Why do they forget? Because, you know, they do not have a process. Why don't we have a process? We haven't set up the time to put one in place. So, okay, create a process. Made a template, made a solution, and then that was easily solved. We're not relying on willpower or memory or just drilling it into people's head. We just made the actual process itself, you know, embed the solution to the problem. And that is the way we want to tackle our lives, right? We want to tackle the different issues in our lives, whether it's issues in, you know, in the way we operate, in the way we get things done, in the different areas and habits and, you know, aspects of our lives. We have to look at the problems and really drill down to their core issues and then work from there. Because otherwise, all we're doing is, you know, chasing ineffective solutions, doing all these things, but never actually really, really moving forward. And if we have to unplug to recharge from time to time, if we don't have all the time and energy in the world to put, you know, into getting things done, then we want to make sure that when we're actually working, we are working on the most effective things, and we are working on the most effective solution. So this mindset, this way of thinking is so, so important if we want to get to a place where we're actually crushing our problems and moving forward. We have to get into the habit and the technique of approaching our problems, you know, in a way that addresses the root causes, the root issues, as opposed to just the superficial symptoms. And yeah, with those ideas, I hope we've got some tools to help us a little bit better this week and moving forward. You know, take care of yourself out there. Do what you need to do to rest, to recharge, to you know, get yourself into the right headspace. Unplug, rest if you need to, make sure your mental health is okay. And when you're attacking your problems, attack them from the root. You know, make sure you really, really get in there and you solve the systemic issues. And with that, I hope you have a great day, week, and I will see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you want more, feel free to check out other episodes on the podcast. Or, you know, check out my website as well. otobasibasi.com. That's otobasibasi.com. There's hundreds of blog posts on there. We've got playlists on there, as well as, you know, video interviews and books that I wrote as well. You know, so just check out what I'm into, check out what I do, and there's probably something in there that will give you value as well. Once again, thank you for listening, and I'll check you on the next episode.